Hey, Jace, do you like music?
Of course I love music. Do you like pineapple?
Well, pineapple? That's a really random question. Well, if you love talking about random stuff and listening to some great music, up next is the JB Show on WBDG Giant 90.9.
The JB Show.
Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome back to this Thursday morning here on WBDG Giant 90.9. My name is Bryson.
And I'm Jace.
And we have a special guest. We said last episode we would hype him up. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the studio of the JB Show, Mr. Easter. How you doing?
Woo!
Woo! As you can tell, he's very
good.
Hyped up.
How are you?
Here.
Good morning.
Doing good. It's Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday.
Thursday.
Friday Eve. Jace, how you doing?
I'm great.
We'll sell you the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
All right. Today, Mr. Easter.
Yes.
We have what we like to call our biggest episode ever.
Wow.
Yeah, you have some...
Like, how many shows have you had?
I believe this is our fifth.
So, out of five shows, this is the biggest show ever.
Yep. See, okay. The goal is for each milestone in the fives to be, like, biggest episode.
I like it.
So, like, the 10th episode will be pretty big.
Always promote.
But that's in, right. Like... That's
always on, plug. Always plug.
Yep, that's in, like, a hashtag. Month. So, Jace, it should work out timing-wise. Today's Hot Takes episode... I know you said you had a hot take that would take probably a couple minutes, so go ahead and do that hot take.
And by the way, I've not been informed on any of these hot takes.
Yeah, this is...
So I have reserved the right not to comment.
Yep.
That's my one rule. Okay.
Okay.
But you were saying,
so are we
sir,
going one or two?
Go wait, one.
Go one? Okay. Squidward, right? Greatest SpongeBob character of all time.
Oh.
His character arc is over the moon. He is just a neighbor that does not want to be left alone, but he's always annoyed because he's being not left alone. He is the epitome of the greatest character.
Is this a bad time to admit that I have never watched an entire episode of SpongeBob SquarePants?
Not even.
But I am familiar with some of the characters.
Yeah.
And I was not quite aware what Squidward's... I knew of Squidward.
Yeah.
Does he shoot ink?
He does actually when he gets scared. Yeah, he shoots ink.
So they made it. So they made it like real to a squid. That's interesting.
Yeah, his whole character arc is basically he doesn't want to be annoyed by SpongeBob.
Yeah,
and Patrick, because the way they have it laid out in the show, they have Patrick's house right here,
uh-huh.
and then SpongeBob's house right here, and then Squidward's is right in the middle.
So they're always
annoying.
Their shenanigans are always happening while that's going on.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm. Okay, but. For your hot take, that's a pretty big hot take. I don't know. It's hard to say the guy with his name in the title isn't the greatest character.
He might be the main character, but he's not the greatest.
I mean, he's the most iconic.
I think you could say that. Because there are like some movies where the ancillary character is the...
Napoleon Dynamite, for example.
A Few Good Men. Because, I mean, Tom Cruise's character, but what do you remember about A Few Good Men, the movie?
Never seen it.
What? You remember like... Jack Nicholson on the stand with, I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. You remember that?
Yeah.
You've seen that scene at least, I'm sure.
I'm sure I have as well.
Yeah.
Okay, but...
I'm old.
Okay, maybe... It's not a worst hot take I've ever heard. It's not like you said freaking Miss Puff is the greatest SpongeBob character of all time.
See, she's not that bad, though, if you understand what she's going through.
SpongeBob's not bad at all. You know who's actually a really underrated character? What's his name? Larry.
Larry the Lobster. That's exactly what I was thinking. He's muscular for no reason, and he's just a cool guy.
Did you know there's a guy on YouTube that you go, he does lobster fishing, and you can just see the lobster. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's cool. Okay. Up next, Mr. Easter, another hot take. And this actually doesn't come from myself. This comes in the studio from Mr. Brody West.
Oh.
This comes
who knows?
And says, hold on, let me find it real quick.
Who knows what's going to be?
He says, Cherry Pepsi is better than Cherry Coke.
Ooh, I'm gonna have to disagree with that hot take because, you know, usually my rule is anything Coke is better than Pepsi. But that's just me. I enjoy those products more. Like, you know, usually if I mean, we're kind of forced to have Pepsi products here because that's the current drink provider of the school. So I don't ever get Pepsi out of the Pepsi machine. I always go for like some other product. So usually my go-to is like Diet Dr. Pepper or the Mug Zero, because they put the like the sugar-free and diet stuff in our. They have like one machine in the building that has the real stuff, and the teachers are all lined up. They're like, "We need it. We need the real stuff, man."
Yeah, this is. It's interesting because
my teacher selling like the real stuff on the
Yeah.
Hey kids, look, I've got real Pepsi.
In my school, there's always like that.
We don't.
Like a pass before you get to the lunchroom. There's always a area where you walk past, and they have the big glass, like almost wall, and it's a vending machine of all the real drinks. It's like has a line of Pepsi, has a line of Mountain Dew. It's
so,
like okay.
So you just like scratching at the window for it.
Some kids have tried to bring their wallet and sneak in there, but okay. What do you think of that hot take from Birdie West that cherry?
I'm gonna disagree.
Pepsi's better than cherry
Coke. So, like, Mr. Easter hasn't watched SpongeBob all the way through, like, an episode. I have never had either because I don't like carbonation. So I don't drink soda at all.
You're one of those people.
I am one of those people.
I guess for me... okay.
You're probably going to live longer.
Pepsi? Pepsi and Coke. I feel like you have to be in the mood for a Pepsi or Coke.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I would say cherry Pepsi just because I've done it. I've drank it more.
Let me add a wrinkle here.
Okay.
Because, you know, you can go to, like, restaurants and you can get, like, that freestyle, the freestyle machine, which is, like, the greatest invention ever. Burger King, why did you take that out?
Like, the little, robotic, the presser. Yes. Yeah. Firehouse Subs has that, and
you can
get,
like, cherry vanilla. Yeah. That would be that's my jam.
When they have that machine at Firehouse, I always go with the cherry Sprite.
Yeah.
That's I love cherry.
But they
Sprite.
Do like cherry orange. They do like cherry vanilla. Do. I don't know about that one.
They mix a lot of weird. Even
how
like,
do they? Okay, I've worked in food service, right? I've done that, and I've changed like the bag in the box for Coke, and like the Pepsi. They deliver like totally differently. Like Pepsi is like gravity induced, but Coke you can basically like sit it in a corner and it works. But how did how do those robotic machines work?
I wonder, like, I think it might just be a filter. Like, it's Coke, and then they have the flavors lined up. But even, I don't know.
I would just, that's my, okay, all you how-to YouTubers out there, give me how a Coca-Cola freestyle machine works. I'm sure it's out there.
Yeah, I don't.
Probably.
I'm going to look it up.
I've also wondered that.
Fast forward to Mr. Easter at lunch.
I only
is a Coca-Cola freestyle.
Yeah, I only ever drink the high C, to be honest, and I just mixed the orange and the red one together.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
All right, you two, Mr. Easter and Jace, we will be back with you at 10 minutes, maybe 8:01 or so. Talk about more hot takes. Mr. Easter, thank you for being here, and we'll
Thanks
be on.
Thanks for having me.
Here is Fortnite by Taylor Swift on WBDG Giant 90.9. Welcome back to the JB Show.
I know that voice.
I wonder why.
Maybe it's yours.
It's quite a great legal ID. Welcome back. Top of the hour here. It is 8:01.
Woo! You nailed it.
Let's go.
Nailed it. 8:01. My name is Bryson.
I'm Jace.
And you're listening to JB Show here live. Special guest, Mr. Easter on the top of the hour.
Thank you. I thought you were just going to leave me out.
On this beautiful Thursday morning.
I was having flashbacks to high school. Just getting left out.
Oh, that's
so
not nice.
So I became a teacher to get even.
Yep.
Leave the kids out.
Okay. All right, Mr. Easter, you ready for this?
I am ready.
Next hot take. This is our hot take episode.
Oh, boy, it's hot.
On the JB Show. It is pretty hot in here. I'm wearing a sweatshirt.
This take is hot.
All right. Barbecue can be better than ketchup.
Ooh. Just like in general?
Just straight up, yeah. Honestly, so, I'm getting to the point where I've tried it so much. This is going to sound crazy, but my go-to burger now... meat pepper jack barbecue, pepper jack cheese barbecue.
Wow, that's a bold choice.
Barbecue sauce on. Have you seen the people, Mr. Easter, that put peanut butter on burgers?
I've not seen that yet, but peanut butter is delicious, and I would do it.
I think it would be good, but yeah, I'm honestly getting to the point where I'm starting to like my fries and my tater tots and my burgers better with barbecue than I am with my ketchup.
Or I think there was a restaurant a few years ago that put bacon in their shakes.
Oh, yeah, that would be good. Sonic released a peanut butter bacon shake.
Ooh.
Yeah.
See, peanut butter is always a good answer.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. I mean, I can think, like, where I wouldn't want peanut butter, maybe, like, sushi. I wouldn't want peanut butter on sushi. But I mean, that's always a good answer. But back to your hot take, barbecue is delicious, especially depending on the barbecue.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can get many varieties of barbecue. Since you go with pepper jack, do you like a little spice?
Yeah, I like a little spice.
Is that what you're doing?
Usually, sometimes I'll add, if you see Gregor, my dad, we'll get the Texas Pete hot sauce, and we'll mix barbecue, and we'll make a spicy barbecue.
Yeah, it's good. Do you put a little hot sauce in your salsa at the Mexican restaurant if you go there?
No, I don't. Sometimes the Mexican spot I'm at it's usually pretty hot, but I do put the hot sauce in my taco or my taco bowl or whatever. I usually do that. So. Yeah.
I've done that before, kicked up the salsa a little notch.
Yeah, if you go places, doesn't really like hot sauce, so.
Yeah.
The hot sauce that's there that I like, so I don't.
But one time I went to a Mexican, I know this wasn't your hot take, but I went to a Mexican restaurant and I got into the wrong salsa.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Was it a little hot?
Ooh. Yeah, that was, it didn't take much for me to know I was in the wrong salsa. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
and I don't mind spice.
Neither do I.
I mean, I don't mind it, but that was just like, are you trying to kill me?
Yeah.
Is that what this is?
Yeah.
And, you know, my friend's just like, just gulping it down.
Scarfing it down.
Like, just drinking it. Yep. You know?
I've drank salsa sometimes. I'm not going to lie.
See, I'm not a big fan of tomatoes, so salsa's really not
maybe
my
that's
vibe
why
sometimes,
you don't like but, ketchup more than barbecue.
Yeah, I'm slowly, as I'm getting older, gravitating away from the ketchup game. But there's still stuff that I feel like is, like, you kind of have to eat ketchup with.
Right.
I mean, still on the fry, like, still with fries, I usually just...
Depends on the fry. A lot of times I don't eat anything with fries. Like, just salt.
True. Yeah, seasoned salt is great on fries, but...
Big Mac sauce.
I've never had Big Mac sauce. I don't think I've ever had a Big Mac, but...
Zach's sauce. That's my jam.
Yeah, that is. That's
awesome. No, but I would agree with that. I think, Puff's ketchup's just kind of overdone. I mean,
people put ketchup on everything. Like, my stepbrother, he puts ketchup on his mac and cheese.
Here's a hot take: ketchup on steak.
Patty Mahomes.
Yeah.
I do it.
Yeah,
I like
you
it.
Do ketchup for your steak?
Really? Not all the time, but I do it.
I'm just
it
a big A1 guy, especially at restaurants.
Yeah, I'm the guy though that's
I like barbecue.
Like,
I don't like A1.
The server will say, "Do you want A1 with your steak?" I'll be like, "I hope not." Cuz usually that's like you're pouring the A1 on there. Yeah.
I like to have mine and measure it myself, pour it on the side like as my dipping sauce. But as I was going back to my
A1 hot take, and fries, like steak fries?
Yes, they're
that's
good.
That's good stuff.
But going back to my hot take, like, there's still stuff ketchup is meant to be, like hot dogs, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I
can't do it in Chicago, though.
I don't think barbecue on.
They'll be like, why are you putting hot dog on? Where are you putting ketchup on your hot dog here in Chicago?
I had a big argument with my father and my grandpa last night. Just keep food simple. People want to put all this random stuff on them. Just keep, if a hot dog is meant to be a hot dog, put ketchup and mustard on it. Like,
I put cheese on mine.
You don't need to put all these onions and relish and everything else on it. Just keep...
I put relish on mine, too, so I see both sides.
Is that your hot dog? What's your hot dog topping?
Yeah, what's your hot dog order?
Mustard, cheese, relish.
See, I can vibe with that.
Mine's just cheese and ketchup.
I don't like ketchup on hot dogs that much.
Usually I go mustard, but I like the spicy brown mustard.
See, yeah.
That's the good stuff. Little spicy brown mustard and some onions.
Uh-huh.
And I'm good.
See, I'm biased because I don't like mustard.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan.
I don't like straight up mustard, but like the spicy brown mustard.
I don't like
stuff.
The spicy brown mustard.
I just don't like mustard with anything.
You're wrong then.
I'm wrong.
Yeah, you're just wrong.
Yeah.
What do you think of my hot take, Jace, about barbecue being better than ketchup?
I like barbecue a lot more than ketchup, so I would have to agree.
Yeah.
It just has more flavor, like the sweetness factor or like just a...
Ketchup and tater tots. I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty
Those
good.
Are good.
I've never had... barbecue and
if you
tots,
get
so.
The new if not it's not new but if you get Chick-fil-A Polynesian sauce with tater tots
I've
it's
tried that.
Incredible it, that Chick-fil-A Polynesian sauce with any potato-y item is great. Okay, before we go off back air, let's go to a sports take now.
Okay,
and my sports hot take is I think the Indianapolis Colts will finish with a better record than the Chicago Bears this season.
I see it. I do. I really do. If our secondary can get their stuff together.
They just signed a new dude, too, from the Cowboys for their cornerback.
Yeah, Juju Brents being out, that'll hurt him.
That's going to hurt.
It's a big one. Yeah. I mean, Chris Ballard, who could have thought that, you know, depth in the secondary might be a problem this year? I don't know. But as the Colts go as far as their defense takes them, because I think you're still going to see AR have some growing pains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's going to be a great quarterback. That throw on Saturday, that was like art. I mean, it should be in the Louvre.
Yeah.
You know, that was just like just that throw, and it was perfect right over the shoulder and right into the, you know, he was double covered.
Yeah, and AR slipped back through it. Like, that was just incredible.
Didn't have much room.
Yeah.
I mean, because
there was like three guys.
Pocket was starting to collapse on him. That was gorgeous. Then later on, he threw the pass downfield again.
He was in double coverage again.
Yeah. I mean, so I think AR definitely showed that he's got the skills, but he, you know, he's played what, 100 and probably 200 and some snaps now.
He's played like five real NFL games.
So, I mean, there's going to be some, he's going to have times where he overthrows people, underthrows people, you know,
just misses people.
But what he's at, I mean, and you see the plays that he can make with his legs and things. So I think that's a great hot take, and I don't think it's all that hot because
it's more lukewarm, if anything, because to go what the Colts did, this is like a little plug for our new show, Colts Aftermath Monday mornings, but or Indy Aftermath, my bad. But to do what the Colts did against and only lose by two to what people are considering this season to be Super Bowl contenders in the Texans, that's a pretty darn good start to a season.
But I heard this, though, and I can't remember everything. They had a block punt. Colts did.
Yes.
There was something else that happened.
They had two interceptions that didn't count.
Yeah. But it was like 0.5% that they lose the game and they lost the game.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, that was the thing. They should have won the game. It was disappointing that they didn't. And thinking about where kind of this team is, I mean, you just hope that doesn't come back to bite you at the end of the year.
Yeah, last season there was a big game against the Browns that was terribly officiated. Oh, and in the end, I look back on that because when we faced the Texans in that like win or go home, instead of going into that game as 9-7, we would have gone into that game as 10-6. And that game wouldn't have even mattered. We would have already been in the playoffs.
What was the controversial call in that
game? A lot of pass interferences weren't called, roughing the passer. Well, that's also what I talk about. The roughing the passer that or unnecessary roughness on Richardson that should have been called when one of the tackles like threw him down on purpose.
Yeah.
It was like they had him down
suplexed him.
Yeah, they had him down for the sack already and then put the extra like leverage on him.
Yeah, he grabbed him and tossed him over his shoulder almost. Yeah.
German suplex.
But I could see a world where it's like Colts 10-7 and Bears like 9-8.
Yeah, I could totally see that too. I think if the Colts get it together, they could be better than 10-7.
All right. Yeah. Well, Mr. Easter, Jace, we have more hot takes coming up at 8:20. If you have any hot takes, let us know. Here's I'm Not Okay by Jelly Roll. Welcome back on this beautiful Thursday morning. I'm joined here by Jace. It is September 12th, 2024. Oh, I guess I did the intro backwards. My name is Bryson.
I'm Jace.
And welcome to the JB Show. Well, I guess it's the JBE Show, because now we have Mr. Easter.
I'm here. Happy birthday to Mr. Goins, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
This is a shout-out on the show. Next week, we have another special guest, Mr. Easter.
Oh, really?
Bryant will join us live from the studio next Thursday, 7:45 to 8:30.
We have Bryson and Bryant.
Yeah, very, very confusing.
The two people's names that I messed up at the start of the year.
Very confusing here.
You did indeed.
I switched them. And we have a Bryce on staff, too.
Yeah. Wow. Or just
Bryson and Bryant.
We're all over the place. Yeah.
But one year we had like four Corys. That was weird.
Oh gosh. That's
popular name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honestly, I'm surprised Brody West is the only like Brody in the city.
Brody. Yeah, there's a bunch of Brodies running around now these days.
Okay. Mr. Shaw, are you ready for this bombshell of a hot take?
I'm ready.
Now I'm talking the last one about the Colts having better record
was Oppenheimer bombshell.
This is pretty this is a pretty blazing hot take.
Okay.
Powerade is better than Gatorade.
No.
Ooh.
No.
Once again, we're battling. Gatorade's like a Quaker Oats product, right?
I think so.
No, I think it is. Powerade's a Coke product.
Yep.
I think there's just certain. I like Powerade, but I there's certain flavors that are better from Gatorade.
What's the purple Powerade? That's my favorite.
I think it's just called grape.
Yeah, it's just grape.
Well, that was, and that's not very, it's not like.
My favorite power is.
Glacier Freeze.
Glacier Purple.
Honestly, the only power, the only.
Antarctic Sunrise.
The only Gatorade flavor I think I like more than the Powerade flavor is I like the Lemon Lime Gatorade better than I do the Lemon Lime Powerade.
Never had Lemon Lime Powerade.
But besides, Lemon Lime Gatorade's so good.
I've had that. I have it when I'm sick.
That's when
you have it.
Yeah, it's so refreshing.
The red Powerade's good too.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
You already know your opinion. What's your opinion? You agree, disagree, somewhat agree?
I don't have an opinion on that. No. To be honest, I mean, I I'm not a huge consumer of sports drinks. I know with my awesome, muscular figure. You would know, by the way, I'm not muscular at all, but
he looks like Terminator.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
But I'll be back. but no, I think, I don't really have an opinion. I guess if I were like looking at if I were standing in the gas station on a long drive somewhere like, man, I'm really thirsty. I'm really dehydrated. If I opened up the little freezer thing, I'm probably pulling Powerade first.
Crazy.
No, it's really not. Okay, I'll say this. Have you seen like the new Powerade? Like they switch like the technique of the bottle. It's a lot more appealing than Gatorade is now. Hold on, let me pull it up on Google.
Did you know Coke? Their bottle shape is trademarked. Their bottle shape is trademarked.
Oh, their bottle shape. I was thinking their can shape. I was like, aren't all cans the same? Okay. So for reference,
we trademarked the can.
Yeah, have squares Pepsi now.
But I believe their bottle appears on their cans.
So for example,
it's like an icon.
Yep.
This is what the old Powerade used to look like.
Remember?
Yeah.
The classic, remember? The OG. And I think the new one is so much more appealing because
Bryson really thought this through. He pulled up the old Powerade bottle and showed us the picture.
Look at this new Powerade.
And now he showed us the new picture, which frankly looks the same to me. I don't know.
I feel like it pops more. It's more vibrant.
Does it look the same to you?
I mean, I understand why it's different.
Old,
but
just completely black, some white lettering, the flavor.
Okay.
New.
Blue.
It looks like there's more in there.
Yeah, I don't. I just.
I guess that's the appeal. Maybe there's 1% more.
Because for the listeners at home who aren't in studio with us, one was kind of like bigger at the top, and then it shrunk down. Maybe for like that new just looks bigger.
Yeah.
All the way around.
Yep. Yep. All right. Now that I've got
not a sponsor. Hashtag.
Hey, Powerade, if you want to. Hey, hit us up. But
green apple Gatorade all day.
Green. I hate white flavor drinks.
So like you don't like Glacier Cherry?
No, I don't.
Thank you.
I don't like white flavored Powerades, white flavored like any like
that stuff is disgusting.
Body armor,
it tastes like
Prime,
cough syrup.
Anything. Like I'm not a big fan of grape drinks. I'm really not.
I don't like grape drinks either.
I think it's a Ben Davis thing for me.
I can get down on purple. Like grape Fanta's fine. Mm-hmm. But like grape sport, like I don't like grape Gatorade. I don't like grape Powerade.
See, that is one soda I actually used to like when I was younger was grape Fanta.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of grape Fanta, but if it's like there and it's the only thing to drink in the house, I'll drink it. But like I'm not the biggest fan, but it's not the worst.
What if like you go to a family member's house, maybe they're a little older and they pull like the store brand of grape Fanta, but it's not really grape Fanta. It's like Dr. Grape or, you know.
Yeah. I would still drink it. But, all right. Up next is, it kind of just depends on how hot it is. But
it's like Dr. Thunder instead of Dr. Pepper.
Ham is better than turkey on Thanksgiving.
No. Mm-mm.
In general,
on Thanksgiving is different. I thought you meant in general.
In general, I will always pick ham over turkey in general. However, because of the tradition, I think you got to go turkey on Thanksgiving.
See, I prefer ham on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But I prefer turkey every other day.
I'm just.
Okay. Whoa. That was my mind blowing.
Yeah.
Ham.
You just broke the internet, Jace.
Yeah, I know. Don't cancel me, guys.
It's just, ham's just better. It's just so much better, especially if you.
I can feel a WBDG poll coming here on this one.
Especially if you like glaze it and like just make it all good.
Ham is delicious. I'm not gonna lie.
Ham is great.
I would be totally for having ham and turkey on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's how we do it.
Turkey, you gotta have turkey on Thanksgiving.
Here's a boom. A hot take inside of a hot take.
Oh.
Ham sandwiches are better than turkey sandwiches.
The hot no take, shot. A together hot take.
Yeah, ham sandwiches are and could be better than turkey sandwiches. I'll say this, you gotta be in the mood for both, but honestly, on most days, if I'm just starving, I'm not in the mood for necessarily anything, I have a ham sandwich to my right, a turkey sandwich to my left, I'm going to my right.
Here's a risky joke that you may not get, but Mama Cass would disagree.
What? Why so? Why so?
What?
Look it up. Look it up. Mama Cass would disagree.
Okay. Oh, they have two versions of Shake It Off. I always forget that.
The legend is Mama Cass choked on a ham sandwich, and that's how she got started.
Oh, so.
That, but it's not true. It wasn't true.
I am the exact opposite. Left, ham. Right, turkey. Right to turkey. And I eat turkey sandwiches all the time. Turkey, Culver Jack G's. Okay, you're just strange.
Roast beef is good.
It has no place on the you know, one of my favorite things that I did, because my family mostly is like all over the place, and you know, sometimes like my nieces and stuff go to like Tennessee for Thanksgiving and stuff. So I've had a Friendsgiving before. We went to a buffet one time for Thanksgiving.
Oh, really? What type of buffet?
It was so good.
Where?
It was at a hotel downtown.
Really?
Great. Yeah, and it was like all you can eat, and it was like whatever they had. It was expensive. It was like $50, but it was like you know, it was like anything. They had steak on there. They had that was a really good Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm also a big, on Thanksgiving, I'm a big turkey with the gravy guy.
I love turkey with the gravy.
I love putting the gravy on everything.
The gravy.
Would you put gravy on the ham too?
No.
No, it's like ham. Okay, see, ham would be sacred.
My thing is, I wouldn't mind dipping it on there. Like, I wouldn't mind pouring it on there, but I don't. But I'm also not a guy like, say, I'm building my plate right. I got like my ham and my mashed potatoes right next to each other. I put my gravy on the mashed potatoes. If like it flows down like a little side or whatever, and it starts hitting the ham, I don't mind. I don't care.
At the risk of like, I don't want you guys to throw any family members under the bus though. But is there like one side item that you know like? Yeah, I'm going to have so-and-so's this.
Not, I mean...
Because, you know, people stuffing. Are like... Because, like, really. you have family members who are famous for a certain item. Like, for example, my grandmother, it was her mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody knew Grandma Easter's mac and cheese was just going to be delicious.
Everyone in my family just makes great ham.
Yeah.
Like, my mom, my grandma's, like, everyone just makes great ham.
So, my cousin...
Aunt Sherry's dumplings.
My cousin Andy, he makes really good... mac and cheese, and everybody's tried to recreate it. It's just,
yeah, you can't do it. Grandma Easter,
even the same like, recipe.
My aunt, same exact recipe. My aunt, who is my grandmother's daughter, she tried to recreate grandma's mac and cheese from her recipe.
Yeah,
because she has it.
Yeah,
and couldn't do it. I mean, and it wasn't anything. It was like all the ingredients were there. It was well done. It was delicious, but it just wasn't grandma's.
Yeah,
Didn't have grandma's love in there. You know, I think that was it.
Another hot take real quick before we go off the air. I don't like stuffing or casseroles of any sort.
Okay, on that note.
I'm just not a big fan. But anyways, you've listened live to the JB Show on WBDG Giant 90.9. My name is Bryson.
I've been Jace.
And if you're having a bad day, what should they do, Mr. Easter?
Just shake it off.
Exactly. Here's Taylor Swift on 90.9. Thank you for being here, Mr. Easter.
Thank you.
Great show. Let's have a great day, everyone.